You mentioned that former colleagues said to you that they believe talking to reporters is a crime. Do you believe that that attitude is pervasive among government employees? And maybe you could address it inside and outside of the intelligence community.
It is true that in the intelligence community, of which I was a part for many, many years, both as a government employee and as a contractor, and even in the military, that you do sign secrecy agreements. And these vary based on the agency. The secrecy agreement that I signed was to protect the agreement, what they call protected information, which by definition was classified, truly classified, or under classification review. It was actually carefully articulated in terms of executive statutes and rules. In this particular case, when you're referencing, I just want to be very careful here in my wording, okay? Because you're referencing former colleagues. There was this misunderstanding that if you happen to speak to a reporter, that by definition, anything that you might say to them could be characterized as classified. Because you, unless it was authorized, then you were in an unauthorized status, and therefore you were liable under administrative rules. Like I said, there are distinctions between agencies, although increasingly they're centralizing this through the DNI. You may have heard very recently that James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, is now directing adding a questions to the polygraph mechanism in which individuals are either they're going to be obtaining a clearance or retaining an existing clearance will be asked about unauthorized contact with the press. And so, yes, I had individuals that I used to work with who assumed that it was criminal under the U.S. law to have any contact whatsoever with a reporter. In fact, I was even asked that question by Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes a couple of years ago.